willing executioners, Goldhagen approaches the question in a different way. Instead of looking at the Nazi elite, he focuses on the German population as a whole. What was the mindset of the ordinary Germans who had voted Hitler into power in 1933? Why had they complied with Nazi orders and gone along with a policy of mass murder? Goldhagen's central idea is a simple one. German citizens had been willing for the Jews to be murdered because they hated them. Goldhagen argues that this hatred had been part of the German psyche for centuries, and that it had begun as a religious prejudice. Protestant German states had broken with the Catholic Church back in the 16th century. The champion of this new form of Christianity was a monk called Martin Luther, who was profoundly anti-Jewish. In his sermons, he attacked the Jews as the murderers of Christ. In the 19th century, this anti-Jewish feeling was compounded by new scientific ideas about race. Some theorists and doctors tried to provide biological explanations for the diversity between human cultures, often with the intention of proving that one race was superior to another. Racial prejudice against the Jews fed into the old religious prejudice. The result, Goldhagen argues, was a toxic form of anti-Semitism found only in Germany.